Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasted. I'm your host, the legend, the dude, Mr. All Night, the king of comedy, Dakota. And you all know my co-host, I think, Sherry Clips.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our show. It's so nice to be back, Dakota. I've missed quite a few shows now. And
I was just about to say, holy shit, welcome to your being out of rehab for chips for like the 15th time this year.
Right.
You don't have to hide it anymore. I told the listeners the God's honest truth about it. We know you hit rock bottom when you started fighting that raccoon for that Cheeto dust in the bottom of that bag. It was just, we all thought it was 2 months. We sent you to rehab for a while. I did tell him you won the fight, so, you know, it was all right. But once you fight a raccoon over some Cheeto dust, it's all downhill, man. But I'm glad to see you're back and you're better.
I am back, yes, and I'm so happy to be here. You know, I'm really looking forward to next month because I got a few things planned for us next month, and I really think the show is going to be stronger and better than ever before. And we, you know, now we've had so much experience working together, I really think we're going to have an amazing show next month, and we will kick all those raccoons' butts if they even try to go after our Cheetos, okay?
Well, shit. Let me do a little catch up here for last. What's it been like? Almost a month now since you've been on with us.
Yeah.
All right, let me catch up on everything. There's a coronavirus going around. I don't know if you heard about it. It's spreading. It's, you know, whatever. There's a dude that calls himself a Tiger King. You gotta check it out. It was a pretty funny little show to watch. Let's see what else happened. You fought a raccoon. We already went over that. Couple more. You missed our 40th episode. It was totally awesome. We threw a big old party. There was pizza, strippers, probably a couple hookers. I mean, I don't know.
Well, you know, I was sick with that COVID. Yeah, I actually had it. Like, what the hell, right? But I'm a survivor, and I beat that crap into it. So not only raccoons, but I can beat COVID.
So let the listeners know, like, what was the issues with all that? Like, how did you find out you had it? When did you notice any symptoms, you know, shit like that?
Well, it started out, I really thought I was just coming down with, like, the flu. You know, like, you just started getting tired. But it was kind of strange because I had this overwhelming weakness of all my joints. And I've never experienced anything like that, even with the flu before. So I was felt like I was kind of fevery, but I was having so much joint pain I couldn't even move. And it's very painful. And I was just so tired. Like, I just wanted to sleep. After I started going through that, I had pain. Like, I could feel in my lungs just pain. So I'm like, okay, that's it. I got to go get looked at. So I went to the ER, and they told me on an x-ray that I had pneumonia that had begun in both my lungs. And so they gave me 2 antibiotics and a steroid, which I took those. And by, like, the 5th day, 5 days later, I started feeling better. And I'm like, okay, it must have been just pneumonia. So I'm like, okay, I'm getting over this. But I had severe headaches after I was done with all my medication. I'm like, okay, now headaches are persisting. And they were so bad. Like, these headaches were lasting me 2-3 days. So I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm not feeling good. And it turned out that someone else in the household had been also sick, and they went and got tested, and they had COVID. So the doctor said, yeah, anyone in the house there is going to have COVID. So it kind of went through all the house. We all had the same symptoms pretty much, other than I didn't have coughing. Like, I was a little bit short on breath, but I had absolutely no coughing, and that's one of the things that they say COVID people have is coughing. And I am so lucky I did not go through that, and I didn't have the sore throat. I just had fever, weakness, pain in my chest. Like, every breath, my lungs hurt to breathe, and I felt really tired, like, all the time. So So I did experience different symptoms, even though everybody had the COVID. So I talked to my doctor, and the doctor ran some tests and said, look back at some tests that I did have taken at the ER, which they were able to tell from there that, yeah, COVID was definitely in my lungs at that point. It wasn't pneumonia. It was COVID.
So you didn't have to go get, like, they could tell from your x-rays and stuff. You didn't have to go get, like, the test done, did you?
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, they're shoving hose up your nose and shit.
Well, what they do is they just take a Q-tip, a really long one, and they have to go up your nose so they touch, like, almost your brain, I think they said, like a tip of the brain, and then they go from there and they check that. It's really fast. It takes about a second, but it does leave your eyes watering and you feel kind of, like, weird, you know, up there. But, yeah, because it's such close quarters here. If you're in a house with someone with COVID, most likely you have it. Like, they were trying not to waste tests here because we were running out of tests so much. And because I had all the symptoms of fever for 3 days. You know, that is the thing to really look for, is that fever. The fever is really what draws attention to COVID and the breathing. So if you have
I've been lucky with it. Personally, I've been kind of worried about my work and stuff because if it happens up there, it's like 70 old people and a bunch of CNAs, and they're like, we're all just going to be fucked. So, but luckily, you know, we haven't had any cases up there. We haven't had to, you know, deal with anything like that. If they bring anybody new in, they put them in isolation right away, you know, to be on the safe side, stuff like that. So they've been handling it pretty well. My work.
Right, it's definitely scary for people in who have breathing, diabetes, you know, all that stuff, and elderly.
Okay.
Definitely. I know people are worried about kids. We were actually around.
I'm ahead of you, so.
What's that? I'm so sorry, I interrupted you. I think.
Oh no, you're good. Like, I'm a heavy guy, so my breathing, like, sometimes I breathe heavy when I get up in the mornings. You know, I wake up.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm in my breath, going to take a fucking piss real quick or something.
Yeah.
I would hate for them to be like, you gotta run up some stairs before you get tested, and I'm really screwed. It's like,
It's really at the point where you feel like you can't take a breath. It's not that you're breathing hard or you're taking a long, deep breath. It's kind of like you're breathing short breaths. Like, you can't.
So,
you know,
kind of like you broke your hip or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And where you get a little dizzy, you know, because you're not getting the oxygen. So, yeah.
Well, shit. I need the brain cells I have already because I'm already, like, killing them.
Hey, with a few more, Don, you know? I mean, really.
Right. Well, besides dealing with all that, what's new with you? I mean, it's been almost a month, man. Let the listeners know what's been going down.
Well, what if really not much here. I mean, we're all stuck inside and quarantined, and you know, it gets kind of rough. But there is one thing you can do, which is your topic you brought up tonight, which is go back and watch some of the old shows that you haven't seen in a while. You know, and watch some of the new things. If you have Netflix, you're lucky. A lot of people don't have Netflix, and that's really what a lot of people are talking about, but it's like, what about the people who don't? But if you can watch some of these Netflix or shows that you pay for, you did mention the Lion King, or Tiger King? Is that what it is?
Tiger King? Oh, my God. Have you seen any of this yet?
I watched the beginning of one. I kind of lost interest in it. I think it's...
What? How do you lose interest in it? It has straight guys marrying each other, has drug kingpins, a wife who may or may not have fucking fed her husband to a tiger, a very shitty hitman, music careers, and mullets. It's like the best fucking show ever.
Well, maybe I'll go back and watch some more. It definitely has a 4.0 rating. It came out, I believe, on March 20th, I think. Maybe it came out around there. But anyways,
like Joe Exotic, man. Oh my God. Have you seen any of his music videos? Holy shit, you gotta check him out. I posted him on my Facebook a few days ago.
It's really funny.
If nobody
seen
these videos,
like,
you guys need to go watch these videos. They're funny as shit.
They are hilarious. He reminds me of Joe Dirt. Like, I don't know what you thought.
Yeah. But like a more crackhead version of Joe Dirt.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Joe Dirt's like the southerner who was like raised on Mountain Dew. This guy was like raised on crack and crack.
It does make you wonder like what type of family he comes from, you know, when you first start watching it, you know nothing about it, you're like, oh my God, like what? Like that's what I would say. I was like,
I'm still trying to wrap my mind around the dude. Who is like, he marries him so he can just pet the fucking tigers, man. How do you go gay for tigers? Like, what?
I don't know. That's so weird. I mean,
like, and then the chick who fed her husband to a tiger, I'm sorry, who supposedly fed her husband to a tiger, I don't want her to, like, sue us or something, you know, because, you know, she's probably not listening to this podcast right now.
How do these people even get away with this to begin with? Like, having tigers and, like, I don't know. It's just, it's so impressive. Did you listen to what he was saying? Like, he spends, like, thousands and thousands a day. Like, he has to feed each tiger cage, like, a cow a day.
Well, the way I take it, it's more than just tigers, though, because it's like a little petting, not like a petting zoo, but like a little zoo type thing. Like, people can go around and, like, feed giraffes and shit like that, I think. Stuff like that.
Yeah, it's just... I don't know. See those small cages the animals are in, too? Like, I don't know. Like, I feel bad for the animals. I just don't think it's right that they were like that. But
you know those animals are, like, being abused and shit. Like, literally probably being abused. Like, here, we're going to give the fucking kitty cat some mess. Mm-hmm. Shave a mullet on him. Let him sit in you. I had to say that so southern right now.
It's true. And, you know, there's so much crimes that were being committed, though. I mean, like, are there really people out there?
But you know something, that I don't understand? I mean, the dude's a meth head. He's in the South. Where's his fanny pack? I've yet to see a fanny pack. I know something has to be up with that. I got a conspiracy about fanny packs and meth dealers in the South. He has to mullet. He has to have a fanny pack somewhere. He probably just keeps it, like, off camera or something.
Yeah. It makes you wonder what's in that, right? Like
meth and tiger teeth? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. You kept saying it's a sanctuary for big cats, but, you know, I don't know. It's not a sanctuary, that's for sure. The wide open jungle is a sanctuary. This, no. Like, how can you get along, you know, having a private, you know, exotic animal zoo. It just doesn't seem. And why?
Well, when you have a name like Joe Exotic, you automatically just get the license for it, I guess. Hand you tigers.
Yeah.
You walk up and like, I'm Joe Exotic. You show them the mullet. You show them the fanny pack. They hand you like three tigers and a monkey or something, and go on about your day.
Yeah. And what is it? He had three-way same-sex marriage to Travis and John. And
yeah, that's what I'm telling you. One of them, like, did it for so he can pet tigers or some shit.
Yeah.
And I think one of them killed himself or some shit.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking four gentlemen here. Like, I'm sorry.
Oh, I even forgot to mention the cult. There's a freaking cult on there, too.
Yeah.
There's, like, a cult leader dude, like, I don't know, he like pays his people like $50 a month or some shit like that, and has all like this crazy group sex with him and shit. It's a crazy show. Like, I don't know how the hell they got this show on air, but it is fucking crazy.
Seriously, I mean, they went against violations of the Lacey Act and the Endangered Species Act, and the result in it only a 22-year federal prison sentence. How can it be only 22 years when he's been doing this for so much longer? Not to mention all the, you know, the other illegal stuff that he did. I know someone who just drove a car who wasn't a Uber driver registered and get 6 years in jail. How can this guy get only 22 years?
Wait, you got to be a registered Uber driver now? Wait, what's the deal with that?
Oh, yeah. Or it's called human trafficking. You have to have, you can't accept money from people for rides without being registered. And if you get caught doing so, you'll be facing prison.
That's crazy. So,
yeah, it's pretty. They're getting pretty big on these things. It could be Uber or Lyft or one of those. Yeah, registered. You have to be registered. You can't just like go out there like taxiing people without being registered. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
See, I don't think we have a lot of Ubers around where I'm at, because I live in like a really small town, and I've never heard of anybody being an Uber driver around here. Now, I'm sure if I go to Paris or Jackson or shit like that, there is.
Yeah. It's kind of like if you pick up a hitchhiker, it's against the law, right? Of course it is, unless you're an Uber driver and they're going to pay you. But if the hitchhiker gets into your car and gives you, like, $3 to bring them down the road, you're now committing the crime in your human trafficking. You don't know what that person's going to go do once they get out of your car. You don't know what they've just come from doing. So if you're not registered, you could be part, you know, to the crime as well. So,
oh, you want to hear it's not a funny story. It's kind of a crazy, tragic story in the end. But I got a good hitchhiker story my friend was telling me. Well,
okay.
About 2 months ago, they found these two people dead. It was two older people, and it turned out that their granddaughter killed them and, like, chopped them up. This is in my hometown right now, where I live at. Well, my buddy was telling me that night, I guess it all happened. He was driving, and he sees this chick needing her, like, was trying to hitchhike or whatever, right? And him and his friend picked her up being nice. And she was telling him, like, oh, I'm Harley Quinn and, like, all this, like, crazy shit. And they figure something was up, so they kick her out of the car. And it turns out she was the one that killed her grandparents.
Oh, my gosh.
She's, like, trying to say she has, like, 12 different personalities and shit or some shit like that.
Wow.
But, yeah, she, like, killed him and chopped him up. Right, so it's like there's no time when you like if you hitchhiking, like picking people up and shit.
Yeah, you need to be careful, and you really don't know these people, so you shouldn't do it. I mean, you never know; they could pull a gun or a knife out on you in your car and hurt you
right.
And take off your car. You don't know what they're doing, so.
So, like we were saying, tonight's topic is guilty pleasures of ours that we like to watch, binge watch or whatever. You have any shows you like to watch?
I've been watching Netflix shows. I've been watching You. I don't know if you've heard of that.
No, I've never watched Me, but sure.
And Ozark.
Okay, I haven't heard of that one either.
You haven't heard of that either? a few reality shows I think are really, I don't know why I never watch those things, but lately I've been like looking to them.
The Housewives of Nebraska or something.
Which one was it? Do you remember?
Which one? What?
Wait, was it a show or?
The Housewives? There's like 50 different shows of them. There's like
The Housewives.
I feel like you watch, like, one of those shows.
Yeah, I never could get into the Housewives thing. Just couldn't do it. I don't know.
Personally, I go more a little bit of the old school. If I'm going to get back and just, like, binge watch shows, it has to be something good. So I'm going to go with, like, Golden Girls, Seinfeld. I don't know if you've ever seen a show called Monk that used to come on back in the day. Pretty good little show.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And Sons of Anarchy, you know. You got to watch that fucking biker show.
Right. I used to like Charmed, like, a long time ago, but...
The original Charmed or the new
The original.
Charmed?
Yeah, no, the original. The second one I can't get into. I tried watching it. Just not the same.
I haven't really watched it. I've caught, like, the ending of it before when I was waiting, like, other shows to come on and stuff like that. Now,
yeah.
I have seen the original one when I was younger, and I don't really remember much about it. I know it was about the witches that were sisters and shit like that, but... I was never really into that stuff, but I watched a few episodes of it, and, like, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and,
Buffy was awesome. Come on now. That was
What's that show about them? What's the name of that vampire on that show who got his own show after it? Angel.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, Angel.
I think it was called Angel, something like that, yeah. Now, that one was pretty cool, because I mean, they had, like, different characters, and it wasn't all just the same shit every time.
Yeah, it was kind of neat they branched off like that with him. That was quite unique. I don't think I know of any other show that's done that. But tonight, I got to ask you, Dakota, were you a Pee Wee Playhouse fan?
No, because, I mean, nothing against it. I just wasn't really into it. I have seen a few episodes of it, of course. I mean, who hasn't? And really, what I really know about Pee Wee Herman is he beat off in a theater like 30 years ago, and he was in a couple of the Cheech and Chong movies.
Yeah.
I mean, that's about all I know about the dude, whatever his name is. Was it Paul something or something Paul?
Yeah, oh my goodness, I can't even... my brain is so good.
I think it was Paul Rubin or something like that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know who he is, you know, of course, but I've never really just sat there and, like, watched his shows. I think I saw the movie he did, whatever, about his bicycle. I think that's pretty much what I've seen of him. Pee-wee's Big Bicycle Hunt or whatever the fuck it was called.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but man, it's hard to believe that Pee Wee's Playhouse started in 1986. Can you believe that? That's how old that is.
I honestly thought it was longer. Like, I thought it was back in, like, early 80s, 70s or something.
Oh, yeah, no, 1986. Yeah, it started. Paul Rubin, was it? Or no.
Something like that, I thought. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Ooh, what do you think about Kenny Rogers passing away? We haven't got to talk about that. What do you think about Kenny Rogers passing away last month or this month or whatever it was?
That was horrible. That's like a whole piece of, like, my childhood, because my mom and dad, like, always listened to him. And I heard it in the car. Like, I wasn't a big Kenny Rogers fan. By the time I was able to start listening to music, it was hard rock. So, Kenny Rogers still, I mean, he played in movies, he was a musician, you know, and somebody, and maybe he heard along with Dolly Parton, you know, and he's like.
I know, I grew up watching, like, The Gambler and stuff like that. Like, I've seen all the movies he did with that, a few of his other ones. I know a lot of his songs, I mean, because, you know, I grew up, like, listening to all the old school, like, music and shit like that.
Did you, yeah? Are you a
but
country
it's
fan?
I'm not a big country music fan. I mean, there's a few songs I do like. I'm more like, I want to sit there and just, like, pick bands to listen to. It would have to be like, I'm anywhere, like, between AC/DC, Pink Floyd, Sabbath, Blink-182, Foo Fighters, Nirvana, stuff like that. Like, I'm, like, all over the world I listen to. And a few rap stuff, you know, Biggie Smalls and NWA is all right. Who else? Matt Dre. I mean, it's just a mixture of what I listen to. Country-wise, I guess Kenny Rogers and then Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, stuff like that. Waylon Jennings, can't leave him.
It was very sad. My heart and prayers go out to Kenny Rogers and his family and to Dolly, you know, his friends. I mean, she was so close to him, and, you know, he definitely will be missed.
And the bad thing is they can't, like, you know, usually when somebody, like a big country singer dies, they do, like, a big celebration for him at the, like, Grand Ole Opry or something like that. They can't really do that right now because of the virus. So they can't really just, like, celebrate the life of Kenny Rogers. Well, shit, we got about 3 minutes left of the show. 30 minutes just went by way too fucking quick, guys. And I was talking about this earlier. I'm going to figure out what I can do, and maybe we can start doing an hour shows each time, starting in about a month or so. And not too much into detail on it now, because I'm still going to, like, check into a few things, but 30 minutes just goes by way too quick, and I like to talk a lot, so it's a workout, guys.
Definitely.
But I'm glad Sherry's back. I missed her, you know, because I've had to have, like, other co-hosts come on and co-host the show, and it's not as good. You know, I'm just saying, like,
I'm so sorry, but I'm back. So, yay. Tell your friends and family, listen to our show. We love you all, of course.
And everybody stay safe. Remember to wash your hands. What else? If you're out and about, wear a mask or some shit. It's supposed to help.
Yeah, definitely.
Stay 6 feet from people. What else? Yeah, that's about all I know to do. People, just stay safe out there. Yeah. Times like this, it's like some craziness going down. Zombie outbreak's going to happen.
Right? I was just going to say, it feels like every time I have to go out for supplies, like, I have to watch out for a zombie. Like, you gotta prepare. Like, you're in the show The Walking Dead or something. Yeah.
Right. Well, speaking of The Walking Dead, because of all this that happened, they didn't even air their season finale.
Oh. They couldn't film it.
I know.
Right?
They left me on a cliffhanger, and they didn't even air the season finale. And I'm a little ticked off about the show. I'm just saying. I will be making some phone calls, find out what's going down, get the show back on. I don't know what's going up. You know, I just want to figure it out, man.
I'm sure it'll come back. Just, you got to be patient, Dakota. Patient.
Have you met me? Patience is not my middle name. Patience is nowhere near my name, man.
Oh, my God. Don't forget, everyone, to watch Mandalorian on Disney Plus if you have it. Because I hear it's rating number one right now. So there's something to watch.
That's that Star Wars one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I've seen the previews. It seems like it's pretty good. It has a little baby Yoda.
Yeah, I gotta watch it because everyone's showing. I'm seeing this baby Yoda, like, everywhere. Like, people keep sending me memes and gifts of him, and I gotta see it now. They're saying he's so cute. I think he's kind of spooky, but okay.
Well, we got about... We got less than a minute left of the show, guys. Like I said, everybody just stay safe. We're going to try to do another show probably Friday night if we can.
Yeah.
Like she was saying, month of May, everybody be on the lookout for some new stuff from us. We're going to come back a lot stronger than normal. Everybody just stay healthy out there.
Yeah, you know what? We thank you guys so much for listening tonight. And do us a favor, please. Share our link. Please share the show. That's what we need you to do. Share it on all your multimedia, whatever. Okay? Your Facebook, your Twitters, you know, your Instagrams, whatever. share this link.
It's definitely TikTok. I don't know what that is, and it sounds weird.
Oh, TikTok. Yeah, I love TikTok. It's so fun to watch that.
The little voice came on my end and said, we have 10 seconds.
All right.
I know y'all probably couldn't hear that. So everybody have a good night. Thanks for listening. I love y'all, and tune in Friday.
Good night, Dakota. I've missed you.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Remember, guys, wash your hands. Stay safe.